Brother Ratin and Isombi will be traveling to Wales soon. So this is the last time they are watching with us, at least for now. We hope to keep in touch with them. We hope they will come and visit us when they get some time also. Please keep their ministry in prayer, keep their family in prayer. And then keep in touch with them as much as we can. It's now time for Bibles to the book of James. James chapter 1. I'll be reading from verse 19 to 25. That's where our sermon is coming from. Know this, my brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is there to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers alone, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away at once and forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. Let us pray. Lord, we worship you. We thank you that you have come to a time when you are going to speak to us through your word. Help us, O Lord, indeed to be quick to hear your words. This day, help us understand it and meditate upon it and put it in practice, so that we will live holy lives and to be pleasing in your sight. Use me and my brother just as vessels to speak to your people. And Lord, let your word go forth with power, assurance, and much conviction. Pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The word of God is so essential to the Christian life. Its value to the Christian life is immeasurable. Even to emphasize its absolute importance, God decided that His word is written word. We have the longest chapter about the very word of God. That is Psalm 119, which we read this morning during our Old Testament reading. In that chapter, we see how God emphasizes through the psalmist that God's word is to be treasured. It should be sought to be obeyed by God's people. Yet many times believers do not give the word of God the place it's supposed to be given in their lives. For example, can you sit here and say with the psalmist that
Oh, how I love you, Lord. Can you be able to say, it is my meditation all the day? Can you be able to sincere and say, I love your commandments about gold, about fine gold? Need every believer also be longing, like the psalmist did in that chapter, to receive God's law, to receive God's word, meditate upon it, and obey it in their lives. So that they will be able to benefit from it maximally. Yes, so often I know you are a Christian, you are satisfied with accumulating your head with mere knowledge of God's word. Because it is true that very little is applied in your life from the many sermons which you hear and from the many personal Bible studies which you engage
in.
That's why it's very, very important for you to be reminded of the absolute importance of God's word. And then you need to take it seriously, to meditate upon it, and seek to apply it in your life day by day. Because God's word is one of the most important means of grace which you as a believer have on this spiritual pilgrimage. The passage for us, James the brother of our Lord was inspired by the Holy Spirit. To write this to help us to know how we can derive maximum benefits from the Word of God. And that's why I've given the title to this passage as how you can get maximum benefit from the Word of God. We shall consider this passage under three headings. The first one is you should receive God's word with a right heart attitude. And secondly, we shall see the way you can receive God's word with a right heart attitude. And thirdly and last, we shall see that you should always obey God's word and not only be hearers of it. First then, let's look at the first heading. It says we should receive God's word with a right heart attitude. After James showing us it is through the word of truth that God calls believers to be regenerated. That's what we read in verse 18, chapter 1, when he says, of his will, that's his Father of light, of his will he has brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. After saying that in verse 18,
Now in verse 19-20,
James shows the right attitude of the believer, this regenerated believers. Towards the word of God. This word of truth. For we read in verse 19, that know this, my beloved brothers or brethren, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Again, it's very clear from verse 19 that James is speaking to believers. But he calls them my brethren, my beloved brethren. These are the people who have been regenerated by this word of truth. They're the ones who are now urging to know this important truth about the attitude towards the word of God. Because one of the distinguishing marks of a believer is that he hears the voice of their shepherd. And follow him. And that voice is clearly heard as Christians study God's word and sit under the preaching of God's word. So the first exhortation is be quick to hear. It's in the context shows us that he's saying, be quick to hear the word of God, this word of truth.
Now,
what does it mean to be quick to hear? He's supposed to be ready to hear God's word. To long to hear it.
When
Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, he said, like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word so that you may grow in respect to salvation. This is what shows that you're a believer. That you understand that God's word is your spiritual milk. The food for your soul. So you seek, you long to hear it, if you're ready to hear it. To seek every opportunity to hear God's word and hear it attentively. Either through your personal Bible study or the preaching of God's word or the corporate Bible studies. You have to ensure that nothing is taking your attention away from the word of God. You are here in this word of God to shut your mind off from other thoughts or other engagements which hinder you from focusing on the word of God and the word of God alone. You always want to hear God's word. You always seem to come quickly and settle down and sit under the preaching of God's word. I know that many come and sit here while their attention is somewhere else on other things. And if that's true of you, you will not benefit from the word of God the way you
should.
Your soul will not receive its food the way it should. So brethren, I beseech you, be quick to hear God's word. Long to hear God's
word.
Next week we said we see God's word in the right attitude. You need to be slow to speak. And again, from the context, this slow speech means be slow to speak about what speak God's word. Speak God's words to others. It's also a mean a hesitance or a reluctance to become a teacher of God's word. Hesitate, be slow to say what I'm telling you is God's word. In the same as what James tells us in chapter 3 and verse 1. Verse 1, when he said, not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. Because when we interpret the word of God rightly, whatever we are saying is God's word directly. When we interpret it wrongly, I would want to call it God's word. It's not God's word. That's why we have to be slow to speak, for fear that we may speak our own words and call them God's word. And it shows us even those who want to go into ministry should do it with some kind of reluctance. Know the responsibilities which will be upon them when they enter the ministry of preaching and teaching for the
word.
Yes, we should have this reluctance with us when we come together to sit and study the Bible together corporately. I think that many times we're not having this reluctance, so we are very quick to say, well, I live in this means this is what God is saying in this verse. We need to have some reluctance in that sense. Because we will be judged, we will be called an account for every word which we say when Christ comes back. And it will be terrible if we are formed to have spoken our own words and told them the words of God. Next, also to receive God's word in the right attitude, James goes on to say, be slow to get angry. And again, context shows us to is meaningless. Get angry over God's word. And this means, this anger means one to resent, a resentment over God's word because they don't like what has been spoken. It's when people hear God's word and they don't like what has been spoken because they show them their sin. Many times they would want to respond with anger. Again, here is like what we read in Luke chapter 4 and verse 28. Here our Lord was teaching in the synagogue. And we read that, and all the people were filled with rage of anger as they had
these things.
For they didn't like what he was speaking.
He
was convicting them of their sin. And so their response was to get angry at him. So since he is saying, do not be slow to get angry over the preaching of God's word, over the word itself, or even the preacher of God's word. So we want to get angry over God's word. And the right thing to do is get angry, then get angry over your sin. It's when you're convicted of your sin, get angry over it and seek to forsake it and turn to Christ. But not getting angry over God's word or the preacher of God's word. Because as James tells us in verse 20 that for the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Yeah, it means that responding with anger towards God's word, we will not produce the righteousness which is supposed to produce in you by the word of God. Anger, as your response, will not lead you to sanctification by this word. There is such anger, far from producing the righteousness of God, it will even lead to more unrighteousness. But the word of God produces the righteousness of God in you. We allow it to expose you, expose your sinful nature, expose your sin in you, so that you confess it and forsake it. As you trust Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, continue sanctifying you and making you more and more like Him. And so responding with anger is not the right attitude for you to receive God's word. Because in that way you will not be able to benefit from God's word the way you should. So we see that for you to get maximum benefit from God's word,
should seek to receive it always with the right attitude. And that means being quick to hear it, slow to speak about it, and slow to be angry over it. And secondly, we'll see the way to receive God's word with the right attitude. We read this in verse 21. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So first and foremost, for you to receive God's word with the right attitude, you need purity of heart. And that means putting away all filthiness and rampant wickedness from you.
It's
filthiness, meaning it's like dirty, also like a dirty cloth. So it's meaning in a way that as if you put off, the way you put off a dirty cloth from your body.
It's
filthiness in the sense of sin, meaning evil conduct, which is disgusting. And rampant wickedness means overflowing evil, or evil in the highest degree.
So
to put that off. So the picture is like that of a garden where a seed is going to be planted. And so when you want to uproot the roots, so the weeds. Because when you leave the weed there, they will choke the seed so that it will not grow. So the same way as you prepare to hear God's word, you need to forsake sin. You need to do away with the evil in your heart. So that you are able to say with a psalmist, when he says, I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. Because if you, for example, you're filling your mind with evil thoughts, you're watching pornography, and such evil thoughts are the ones circulating into your mind. You will not be able to receive God's word in such a way that it will be beneficial to your spiritual growth. As one writer says, sin will keep you from this book, that's the Bible, or this book will keep you from sin.
Yes,
I'm very careful. Sin, your sin, even as a Christian, the main sin in you, will keep you away from the Bible, from receiving the spiritual food for your souls. So
So seek by the power of the Holy Spirit. Forsake all the evil in you. To uproot this weed. Which will prevent you from receiving God's word with a right attitude. Yes, interestingly, it's again this word itself which will help you to forsake sin. Because God uses the Spirit, His Holy Spirit uses the word to sanctify us. Right now, Lord Jesus Christ prayed and said, sanctify them by your word is truth. But still, to be able to receive this word with the right attitude, you need to forsake sin. You need to do away with this wrong and evil and filthiness. Seek to put to death the remaining sin in you again and again. So that you will be able to hear the voice of your shepherd clearly and follow him. Next, we see that the other way in which we will receive the word of God in the right attitude is to receive it with meekness. And meekness here surely is the opposite of anger, or receiving it is anger. And so it means to receive it, to receive the word humbly, to receive the word humbly, not arguing against it, but honoring it as the word of God and not trying to twist it. But accepting it as it is and allowing it to do the work in your heart. Is this true of you? Is this what you are always doing? Are you seeking to receive the word of God always with meekness? Or you stick to twisting it, that maybe there are some scriptures which you don't like, or so you ignore them, or you want to twist them. Are you seeking again and again to do away with sin so that you receive the implanted word of God with meekness? Yes, what you should do. Truly seek by the help of God always to receive His word with meekness so that you can truly work in your heart. Because as James says, this implanted word, this divine given, is sown in the heart as if you're sowing a seed in soil. This one is able to save your soul. Yes, the gospel, as we read in Romans, is God's power unto salvation to all those who believe. God uses this word the way He said, let there be light, when he was creating the earth, the same thing he says to a sinner who is dead in their sins, let there be spiritual light and life. And the gospel is being preached. God uses the preacher, the word, to save the souls of the sinners. But as I say, it's the same word he uses in the sanctification of the saints. Whenever the righteousness of Jesus Christ is being put on those who are saved, those who have been justified, those who the righteousness has been put on their account. So that they progress in holiness, in becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. So you have to treasure this word. Copy from the psalmist, from what we read again in Psalm 119. Like Spurgeon said, when you're reading one passage of scripture and you see that you have not obeyed it, it should be your prayer that says, Lord, I see that I'm not yet here. Please bring me here. Yes, there's so many precious things which the psalmist says about the word of God. How he says it is sweeter than honey. More precious than gold. I know that many of us are not able to say that sincerely. But should our prayer that we should be able to say those words and mean them in our hearts? So that it is seen in our lives that indeed we treasure God's word, we value it to be so important in our spiritual life. So ensure that you always ready to receive God's word in the right hand attitude. By putting away all wickedness and being in a meek attitude to receive it. Thirdly and lastly, for you to get maximum benefit from God's word, you need to always seek to obey and avoid being only hearers of the word of God. For we read in verse 22 to 25 that, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing.
Wanga ira ba nagenda amangwa kumira ya wapana nyu
Yes, James tells us here that the doers are not only hearers. Because if you are only hearers, he says, you are deceiving yourself. And it means that you are not profit from God's word at all. And I think it's very tempting to just enjoy the sermon, maybe enjoy how the preacher arranged his point. And go away saying, oh, the sermon was so good. So in that way, you deceive yourself because you have not benefited from that word. You have not sought to be a doer of the word. And so by so doing, you are like this man who goes before a mirror and looks at his face. Says he looks and goes away and at once forgets how he looks like. Word of God. And again, to be your prayer like the psalmist says, I will delight in your statutes, I will not forget your words. Because to be useless if you hear God's word again and again, just forget it and not apply it in your life. They will not be able to get the benefits which they are supposed to get thereby. And again, how many sermons have you heard? How many Bible studies have you been part of? And how much have you put in practice from all these sermons and Bible studies that you have had so far? It's many times you've been like this man who looks himself in the mirror and quickly forgets how he looks like. Yes, we should be like what he describes in verse 25. Says, but the one who looks into the perfect law of God, the perfect law, and the word he uses for looks here, it means penetration of the look to the very essence of the Lord. It means a deep, attentive consideration. As if a man who wants to look at something, but he is not able to bring it before his eyes, and so he has to bend his back and look at it critically from where it is. Yes, this should be how we seek God's word. Seek to look intently at it. Penetrate the very essence of God's word.
Yes.
dive down and mine its precious metals from it. Mine that precious gold for your souls from the Word of God. And this means not only just superficial reading of it, to study it, even as our brother Nick was helping us to know how to do that this morning. To carefully study it, observe, it's a print, meditate upon it. We apply it to life. That is the only way you will be able to benefit from it. But again, as I said, sadly, many times we hear so much, but very little is applied in our life. Again, as one writer says, many people mark their Bibles, but their Bibles never mark them. Are we obeying God's word? Are we being only hearers, or we are seeking to do God's word? And he said, not say once and for all things, this intense looking should want to persevere in it. To persevere, yes, to continue doing the same, to continue day by day, studying, meditating upon God's word, and seeking to apply it to your life. And this he calls it the perfect law. This word of God is also described as the perfect law. And again, borrowing from the psalmist who says somewhere, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. But he also refers to us as the law of liberty. Again, referring to something like what our Lord says, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Yes, to those of you who are still slaves to sin and to the devil, you need this law of liberty to be set free from that bondage. You need to cry to God, confessing your sins to Him as you trust in the gospel, this law of liberty. So the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who does, he will be blessed in his doing. It's similar to what the psalmist says in Psalm chapter 1. He says, blessed is the man who forsakes the counsel of the wicked, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
When
his law, he meditates day and night.
In the end, similar to what we read even in Psalm 119 from verse 1. Well, we blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. His obedience of God's word brings blessings. And this blessedness is first and foremost in being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. It's in the growth, the increase, and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This blessedness is seen in our faith increased and strengthened. It is not necessarily about the material possessions of this earth, the way the prosperity gospel preachers will tell you. Yes, you can be the poorest of the whole earth. But if you understand God's word and obey it, you are so blessed. This is a blessedness which we should seek. Again, what he was saying in this portion is similar to what our Lord says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse
24 to 27,
where our Lord, as he was coming to the close of the Sermon on the Mount, he said, everyone then who hears this word of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. And verse 25 says, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew, and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears this word of mine does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat against that house, it fell, and great was the fall of it. And I believe our Lord here was speaking about the judgment day. Yes, for those of you who have heard the gospel and obeyed it and are living a life which bears witness to the gospel. You are like that wise man who built his house on the rock. When the waves of the judgment of God come, you will stand because you trusted in Jesus Christ. You have obeyed his word. But for those of you who are sitting in sins and have heard the gospel again and again and have not obeyed You are like this foolish man who built his house on sand.
If
you remain in your sins until Jesus Christ comes back,
it's
going to be very terrible for you. He's coming back with fierce anger. And you will not be able to stand before him.
It
will be very terrible for you. Turn to Christ before it is too late. Repent and trust in him before he comes back. But all the good, all treasure the word of God and value it the way the sun is. To esteem it be more precious than
gold.
It's sweeter than honey. Seek also pain and resist temptations to just satisfy your humanity or just bombard your head with only head knowledge. But dive into its depth and mine those precious truths, which are very important for your salvation.
Always
seek to approach it to the right attitude. Seek to be doers of God's word and not only
hearers.
So that you can be able to get maximum benefit from it. And those of you who are still in your sins, may you heed the command of repent and believe. So that you also start a journey of taking this word of God as very precious in your life. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is so precious to us. But how many times we take it for granted, how we don't give it time to study, to understand it and apply it in our lives. Oh Lord, help us. Help us that we'll resolve to be like the psalmist. May we be able to be like the psalmist who said, I've hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Oh Lord, indeed, open our hearts so that we may see the wondrous things in your law. Help those who do not know you, who see your word as foolishness, who still regard the wisdom of this world as the most important. Oh, have mercy upon them and save them. We worship you and we pray to Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank God for his word. Brothers and sisters, as we prepare ourselves to sing the last hymn this service, I'd like to charge you with the same word we have heard from God, that be doers of the word and not only hearers. Request you to stand up so that we can sing this last hymn. Thank you. And we are singing this hymn new to us. For those who know how to sing, who can cheer the heart of, who can cheer the heart like Jesus, let us use the same tune to sing this hymn. The same tune we use when we are singing, who can cheer the heart like Jesus, the same tune we are using to sing this hymn.
Thy commandments dost thou serve.
Lord, that you came not to break but to fulfill each and every word as it is written. Our Lord and our King, you command us, O King of glory, as we have heard from your word today, to be doers and not only hearers. Lord and our God, we are very weak to do so, and that's why we seek for your help, O Lord. Guide us, help us, give us wisdom and understanding of your word, O Lord, and that we may be in position, O King of glory, to practice it, O Lord, that we may be the light and the salt of this world. Our Lord and our King, help us to seek, to say the same to those who have not known you yet. Help us, O King of glory, for we are weak and unable to do so. But with your guidance and with your help, O Lord, we shall be in position to do so. Help us, O King of glory, as we prepare to continue with other programs of the church this day, be with us, O Lord, and guide us, O King of glory, as we go back to our different homes. Be with those who have not been positioned to be here because of different reasons, O Lord. You know them. Help them, O King of glory. Our Lord and our King, continue to be with our relatives out there who are weak, who have not known your Lord. Change their hearts, O Lord, that they may believe in you. Be with the sick, O King of glory. Those who are different hospitals, who are sick. Some of them are our brothers and sisters here, our fathers, our mothers, O Lord, let your healing hand be upon them. Our Lord and our King, be with us this week, O King of glory. I have started this day, guide us in each and everything, and help us to continue to meditate on your word, O Lord. Let your will be done, pray all these, the mighty saving name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all now and forever. May the Lord our God bless you all. Amen.